Log Talk Radio.
You're locked in, family. You're locked in. Get the levels together, get the energy right, get that balance. Locked in, family. Everybody inside. Get the levels together. Once we got the energy right, we can get on in, we can get on in. Then let's start the fucking show. We in the building, family. We definitely in the building. Like to welcome y'all to the Vain Verde Podcast. Hit the game service with all change. Ain't certain with this truth. Gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. As always, I thank each and every last one of you for being here with us tonight. I'm your gracious host, Pimp Black. Person in the making progress, you dig. And I do thank you for being here. See, you could have been anywhere else in the world. But you're here with me tonight. And I'm grateful, you know, despite all my flaws, despite all my imperfections, you did. Keep coming back. Is it because of that unmitigated truth? We like to face our truth over here. We face our truth and say the truth is a hard pill to swallow. We say, hold your nose and tilt your head back, family. Vain Verde Podcast, right? Salute to everybody checking in with us, everybody here in the States, California, ATL, Georgia, Seattle, Washington, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, Chicago, checking in, everybody in Florida, salute to everybody, both Carolinas, North and South, checking in with us, salute to everybody in Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, checking in with us tonight, salute. I love it, fam. I love each and every last one of you. Everybody across the seas, Bahamas, UK, South Africa, our Canadian family up top. You may preserve drinking motherfuckers. Welcome to the Vain Verde Podcast, fam. Family, welcome. Salute to everybody. It's your boy Pimp Black, family. You know, tonight, I'm feeling real good, family. I gotta be honest with y'all, man. I gotta be honest with the family tonight. Wait a minute. That ain't what we wanna do. We ain't gonna do that right quick. Let's start from now.
Greetings and welcome. I trust that you are all wondering where you are. I can assure you that while your location is not important, what these walls offer for you is important. Salvation. If you earn it, 3 hours from now, the door to this house will open. Unfortunately, you only have 2 hours to live. Right now, you are breathing.
The Vain Verde Podcast.
Yeah, we definitely in the building, family. So everybody, once again, checking in with us. Jesus is King. Kanye West has dropped the long-awaited, I can't even sure if I can say long-awaited gospel album or hip-hop rap album. I don't know what we calling it these days. Y'all have confused me as far as a lot was going on. So tonight, we're just going to do a quick recap. We're going to do a recap of the album, give, you know, my views on a lot of the things that, you know, Kanye said on, you know, the interviews. Of course, he's been doing his press run. you know, for the album or whatever. And he made some very interesting points that we're going to get into in a minute. But I want to start the show off by going into one of his songs off the top. We're going to play a little bit of On God off the Jesus is King album. Now that was I got On God. That was probably one of my favorite tracks off of the Jesus is King. He had a lot of lines in there that I thought were, you know, worth the discussion a little bit. And it kind of, I think the song God is a driving point to the messaging that is almost like a response to all the hate and criticism he's probably been experiencing with this project, and, you know, or more so with the just the decision to, you know, as he says, allegedly fully give his life, you know, to Christ, to fully give his life to, you know, the aspect and really just doing the will of God. So, you know, as he speaks it, yeah. And the thing I think where it's so hard, because, you know, Kanye talks a lot. He's spoken a lot about, you know, in the interviews about the culture and the things that we glorify, and, you know, we chasing foreign cars and the bitches and the money. And he spoke a lot. He even made a statement saying that we're like, fall guys are rapping about things that, you know, send him to the penitentiary and things like that. But he's, it seems like he's forgetting who he, at this point I can say, was in the music industry. Because if you just looking at, if he was just a artist that wasn't as successful as he had become, or he is, you know, in the industry, then certain statements that he's made, I could kind of, you know, agree with him on, or walk with him on, or bag him on. But to say statements like that, and now you, because like, it's like now you're being hypocritical. You know what I mean? It seems like it almost, the problem I think he's going to forever face with this, and only time will tell. Time's going to tell a lot, you know, on a lot of this. But I think one of the main issues that he's going to forever face with this decision is probably you know, looking at it like you've been so successful. It seems like, well, have you? You ain't no different than the culture vultures you spoken about, because you here, you have for years, 15-year career, you've profited off. I guess you can say the ignorance and the ignorance of our people, if you will. And in fact, you profited the most, just like Jay and everybody else. You know what I mean? You profit like everybody else, and now, you know what I mean? Now it's secular music. Now, you know what I mean? What about all the work, the lives that's been changed by some of the workers you've done? You know what I mean? All right, I'm going too fast. I'm going into it too much, right? We're going to go into another one. This one is called God Is. Again, the one we just played was On God. Now, this one is called God Is, off of Jesus the King. This is Fame Verde Podcast, family, 516-453-9482. Again, 516-453-9482. Call me up, man. Let me know your take on what are your thoughts on the Jesus King album. And more so, if Kanye West is somebody you even want to hear, should hear the message from. So, I'm going to get into it in a minute. Let's see. Let's get bad, okay. I'm trying to be objective. I don't want to be an objective hater, but I'm probably slowly falling into that. Like, now, this is more about, because it's hard to listen to this, really listen to this and have an objective ear about it, because on one hand you're like, damn, is it great music? Is it great content? That's what I'm having to ask myself. Because what am I basing it under? Am I basing it under and comparing it to other gospel songs or projects we've heard recently or in the past? And what are we supposed to get from, you know, gospel music? Am I getting that, the feeling of a connection, you know what I mean, to, you know, to seek out, you know, God's favor? Or am I, am I continuing to hear it's just Kanye West ranting and further basking in himself? You know what I mean? We do hear, because that's what I'm trying to battle with, or I'm trying to listen to. But I don't know if it's like, you know, it's not really testimonial, if you will. Because that's all you can really expect somebody of Kanye's stature, that the music will be testimonial more so than anything. And I'm not really sure if I'm getting that right now. This is different, fam. I gotta be real with y'all. This is real different. It's different viewing of giving a rational project. Like, it's something we've never done, you know. And a lot of, you know, the songs are not long. It's not a long project at all, you know. But yeah, that was God Is. We're going to get to know them. This next one is called Every Hour. I'm almost positive I'm not going to get through the whole album. We're not going to do that. But I need to find out the name of the choir director that, you know, that's been working with the music department. Because Sunday Service I watch, right? See, we've come up, like, y'all know how we've come up. And I'm sure, you know, Kanye, he hasn't spoke about this yet. Why they do the music they've done in the Sunday Service, many of us like that. When we were little, y'all know coming up, man, you couldn't remix no damn secular music with gospel music. In fact, I've never even heard the word secular until it came to talking about music that wasn't of God. You know what I mean? Or church music, so to speak. So the fact that that's what they do, man, and you know, even that alone, because the reason why I think that's blasphemous and why that's not a good idea, fuck that shit, man. It's a Vain Verdict podcast. Truth a hard pill to swallow. Why I still think this is some bullshit what Kanye doing is because if you're that religious, so in tune with the word and the Bible and gospel like that, you should know that you shouldn't be, and it's a sin to, you know, that is blasphemous against God to do these songs like they're doing, because the songs that you're remixing and making of God now wasn't created, you know, for that intent. You see what I mean? So, like, even if you're remixing them now and trying to drill that in people's head, the basis of the song has always been what it is. You know what I mean? So, but, I mean, well, none of that has been done on this project, but what he's been going around on the tour of the Sunday Service, that's all it's been. Remixing songs, like, matter of fact, like, they read that, you remember the song As We Lay? Where the government's talking about, you know, fucking the guy and all that shit, and they don't supposed to be together. They remixed the song and sung the server As We Pray. I'm like, yeah, so, all right. Thank you.
The Fame Verdict Podcast.
Okay, all right, yay. My views on that one? I don't know about that one, yay. I don't know about that, man. You know what, man? My bottom line with this shit right for now, I think it's probably this. You should have never released this shit as a hip-hop album, as a rap album. I think that's where it got cloudy at, and where you probably messed up at. If you'd have just went on over and just put this in the gospel category, you know, just left it over there. I wonder, if you'd have just left it in the gospel category, I think it would have been okay. Everybody would have been able to view, okay, looking at his gospel project. Like Snoop did his gospel project. He released it in the gospel. He didn't try to crossbreed it with the rap, because that's no way that's going to happen, Jay. Because people are having to judge it. At least myself, I'm having to judge it and trying to be objective, and it's hard to do. Because it's not even some of the best gospel music I've heard, as far as giving me that feeling, you know what I mean? That feeling, you know what I mean? So we're gonna catch a little ad real quick, and we're gonna come back in a few moments, and we're gonna get into a couple of more tracks off the Kanye, and then I'm gonna, you know, get my views on some more stuff, you know what I mean? And yeah, man. So how we doing? Salute to my brother Bulldog the Don. Salute to your boy Young Quiz. Salute to MPA Liberace. This is that track, I Gotta Do It, off of the Jordan Pippen project. And my boy Bulldog and Young Quiz about to drop on y'all ass. So y'all check it out for a minute. We'll be back in a few moments. Again, it's the Vane Verde Podcast, 516-453-9482. Again, 516-453-9482.
Penitentiary, but I still can win. If I gotta do it, I gotta do it again. Goddess. Bitches shoot rocker, misfit baby. Still a get two eggs from Miss Mary. Molly from Grave Ring, Brown Road Gang. Kicking shit like LaTony when I change the way.
The Fame Verdict Podcast.
my friend's podcast, Xavier's podcast. I think something's wrong with it, though. I texted him and told him he didn't let me come through. Something wrong with this shit. I can't get nothing wrong with this podcast. I just won't stop it. Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
You good, bro? You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good now. What's going on?
Okay, peace and light, God. Okay, hey, hello, hello. I got you in it, man. Had to dial back.
We on there?
It's crazy shit. Everybody in my message board saying they hear you clearly. See, we hear you like a motherfucker, but I don't know why you can't hear me, man.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I clicked on the link in your Instagram, but it said it was on air, but it wouldn't play nothing. So I called the number, and the automatic came on, and then it started playing Andrew's song, and then it cut off, and the automated the machine told me that it was done.
Yeah, no, I was Andrew's song, saw you popping up for a second, so I just I was playing the song. I was playing the song, just pausing, trying to see what was going on wrong on my end. So I hung you up so I could call you.
Okay. Okay.
You want me to
see if I can get back on?
Shit. Well, you in. That's why I called you from it.
Oh, we on right now. I ain't even know.
We live
on
the air right now, man. Because
I ain't even know, man.
Yeah. I was trying to fix you as we, you know what I'm saying? Because that's why I said the whole time, everything you were saying, bro, I can't hear shit, all that. We listening to you on the air saying all that.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Shit, it'd be like, that's why I was like, when I was texting, I was like, man, check your servers or whatever. I probably just some on my end, some on this end, but quick shit to fix.
Okay, we up and running then. I wasn't able to hear the last comment, so I don't know where you at exactly, but I definitely wanted to touch base on the topic at hand tonight. Hello? Oh, mute on me again, man.
You
hello,
hear me?
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, you check this out. I think I see what's going on. I think I see what I'm doing. Come on. So, were you able to check out the Kanye interview?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I didn't watch the whole interview. I seen some good parts, though, that have been all on social media. So, I definitely want to... And I seen the topic on your on the gram. So,
okay.
I definitely got a big opinion on it because I come from a background where my mother was in the church. And then my father,
exactly.
My stepfather, is strong in the Muslim belief.
Exactly.
So when he's saying Jesus is king and stuff like that, I'm like, oh boy, you know what I'm saying? It all depends
exactly.
on what your beliefs are.
See,
you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? And that's one of the main things that was saying because it's so unfortunate to me. And then Kanye has even been up under the minister, you know what I mean, up under Louis Farrakhan. He's had meetings and conversations with him. His mother was a professor at one of the most prominent HBCUs down here in Atlanta. You see what I'm saying? So
okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, his mother was an English professor down here.
Yeah, I didn't know. I knew she was a teacher, but I didn't know she was at an HBCU, though.
Yeah, she was at Spelman or Clark, one of them.
Yeah, that says a lot, especially letting her son drop out of college to do music, you know what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying? And all of that, even in this muscle, his mother, when she was 6 years old, you know, she's older, whatever, she had got arrested for the sit-in or whatever with, you know, something. So she was heavily involved with the plight of black people. You feel what I'm saying?
Very much so. She was proud. She was proud and she was active.
Exactly. So it was like one of the things, and listen to Kanye, you know, and like you were saying, you know, we from that, and I'm from the South. You know what I'm saying? The Bible.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you never did was play with God. You didn't play. You know what I'm saying?
You're going in and out. You don't play with God.
You play with church. That was just ultimate notes that you didn't do. So, one thing that I was saying is bring up to speed what I was saying earlier was like, I'm having trouble being objective listening to this album. Have you heard any other songs? You heard the album?
Man, I downloaded the album. I listened to the intro.
and I skimmed through a couple songs, and I went to the song with the clip, because I'm from Virginia, and you know they from Virginia, so that was the first song I really wanted to hear for real. But I ain't gonna lie, I didn't even get to the part that I wanted to get to. I ain't even hear the boys rap for real, because the song, I don't know, the album kind of took me less for real. To be honest, it ain't all that to me. You know
yeah,
saying?
Okay. Exactly. So why this? Okay, this is what I was finna say. Like, I was having trouble being objective with viewing this album, you know, trying to do a recap, because you released this album as a hip hop album.
Right.
You feel me? So I guess I'm trying to come into it in that light from somebody that's one of the most prominent hip hop artists of all time.
Now, that's a gospel album, bro.
You feel
anything
me? Exactly.
Like,
that's
too much of a gospel album. Yeah, it ain't even no
it's
profanity on it.
It's a straight gospel album, bro. There's nothing
and you remember when Snoop dropped his gospel album? He said it was gospel. Kanye ain't saying it's gospel. He's just saying it's
you
an album.
Me?
It's a hip hop album.
I think he's trying to bridge this gap the wrong way. You know what I mean? If that's what he's trying to do. You know what I mean? Because what I've been noticing,
trying to do.
It took this album to release. Now, over the past few months or whatever, he's been doing this Sunday service, doing this and that.
I've been
seeing that. And that's how I like, immediately turned out. I'm like, man, this is some Illuminati shit if I ain't never seen none. This is some real cold shit, because you got these motherfuckers in all white. Y'all out in the woods and shit, mountains,
in the trees, and
in the trees, and y'all remixing. Dude, you remember the old song "As We Lay"?
Yeah, I remember that.
As we lay, we forgot about the price we had to pay. You remember that song?
I know exactly what song you're talking about,
nigga. The first video I ever saw of the Sunday service was of the congregation choir. Whatever. They had remixed that song "As We Lay" and changed the lyrics to "As We Pray."
Yeah, he got a lot. Most of the Sunday service that I've seen was pretty much him putting his twist on the gospel song. You know what I'm saying? And have little freestyle session things like. It wasn't no original music. I didn't hear it. I didn't get none of that at the Sunday services.
On the Sunday services. None of that on the Sunday service, but he did do it on the album. But see, again, like I said, my problem with this shit was trying to view it in that aspect. Like, bro, I can't, because I don't know, maybe it's the wrong person to get this message in across. And then I'm gonna go back again to what we were just saying, trying to look at this shit, man, from a religious standpoint, if you will. It's hard to do having studied a little bit, you know, having studied Christianity, having studied Islam, like I was just saying earlier, you know, before you called in or before we got you online.
Yeah, because I was always told that, you know, Jesus wasn't. You know, it was many prophets, you know what I'm saying? It was many people that spread the word of God, you know what I'm saying? And I know from just studying the Quran, you know what I'm saying? It's such thing as Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Where I just didn't get, once I grew up as an adult and doing my own research, I didn't understand how you would praise Jesus if you also praise God, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, if God is Jesus, if God's the Father and Jesus is just a prophet, which was many prophets, why would Christians praise Jesus? And that's why I was tripping off Kanye's album and Jesus is King. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're
saying.
Exactly. His album is definitely a gospel album. I don't care what nobody say. It definitely shouldn't be in the hip-hop category. It could be hip hop, but it could be Christianity hip hop, you know.
Exactly. And then here's where I want to go with it though. Here's where I was about to go with this shit though. Exactly what you just said. I think the brother is just still, he's misinformed. Or he only got
he don't know.
You feel what I'm saying? If he was to try to sit him down, maybe he's on the brother side or somebody that, you know what I mean? Give him a little more information. You know what I mean? If it's all about the embitterment, this is the thing that I'm cool with about religion, right? If it's about the embitterment of people, people bettering themselves and, you know, doing for self, I'm with that. I'm for that. Anything that's for the positivity. Okay.
Yeah, like, I like the direction that it's going, as long as it's genuine, as long as it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand he's being positive. He ain't using profanity. He's trying to, you know what I'm saying? He ain't said he,
exactly.
I guess he said everybody that was working on the album, they wasn't allowed. Or, what did he say? It was practicing abstinence, the whole making of the album.
Yeah, like, he told them abstinence. The album.
You said one year, you went out for a little bit.
Which I thought, I already.
I can't hear you, X. You still out. I can't hear you, bro. Can't hear you. You still out. If you want, you can hang up and call me back, because I can't hear you at all. Yo. Hello. I'm gonna call back, man.
Change what it is, that's when the problems occur, so you know, let's just do what we do. She wanted more than a friendship, yeah she did,
yeah,
she never
did.
Lost none of her faith with the kids,
cause I had it, she hit it, we split it, admit it, commitment, we did it, yes we did.
Yeah, she wanted more than a friendship, yeah she did,
yeah,
she
did.
Never lost none of her faith with the kids. Face, finish up, she feed me grapes, then she feed me steak,
did. Yes, we did.
Yeah, she wanted more than a friendship. Yes, she did.
Yes,
she never
did.
Lost none of her faith with the kid.
Cause I had it, she hit it.
Hello. You hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
I'm gonna see what I gotta do then. This motherfucker's fighting back. This motherfucker booted me off the whole system, man. I see what's going on, Illuminati. Y'all don't like this shit here. Every time I go in, he's there. I swear to God, bro. I talk about relationships. That shit, we be flowing 2-3 hours straight. Every time I go to talking about this religion and God and shit, it always just jump off.
They don't like the truth, man.
They
don't like the truth.
That's why we say over here the vain verdict, man. The truth is a hard pill to swallow. We say hold your nose and tip your head back, man.
Man. But we're going to get to it. They can't stop us. Can't stop you, man.
At all. Where we left off at? Where I left off at? It threw my whole train of thought off.
Man, I was pretty much saying that we respect the positivity that he's going for as far as Kanye. But I guess, like, what's the message that he's putting out there at the same time? And we also was touching base on the album. We don't consider it, as far as our opinion, no hip-hop album. Because it's really a gospel album. So it's a hip-hop gospel album. You know? And I guess nobody's touching base on that. But at the end of the, and I'm not going to lie, it got some cool songs on there, but I'm not, like, super impressed. You know? I'll be lying if I said. Maybe I got to listen to it a few times. I ain't went in like that. But I'm going to try again.
But see, that's what I was saying, man. Think about it, man. Like, artists, like, you know, your Yolanda Adams, and you know what I mean? When I listen to gospel music, man, there's a feeling that you get from them. Or you know what I mean? Supposedly get from them, right?
Right.
I don't know if I'm taking that, because, like, I'm trying, even if I'm viewing it as a gospel album, right, on 1 to 10, is this the best shit that I don't heard for a gospel album? Like, what am I comparing it to? It ain't all.
When I think of hip hop gospel, the first person I think of that's pretty tight is the boy Lecrae. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I was trying to think of his name. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Lecrae. But shoot, his music way better than Kanye's gospel album. But you know, right. Some people might not consider his music gospel though. You know? Yeah. So it's just a weird situation. But in all honesty, though, I didn't get that gospel feel either. The first, well, to be honest, the intro was real. It was church. I ain't gonna lie. The intro was church. It was definitely church. The other songs that I listened to, I don't know. I gotta listen to it some more. I ain't even gonna put it up.
What I'm saying, right? I got more Kanye talking about Kanye in this project, in more of these songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I mean. Like, it don't make you reflect. Like, that's what gospel music does. It makes you forget about the artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't get that from this Jesus is King shit. It seems like it glorifies Kanye more than, you know what I mean? This nigga, like I said, like, we talking to the nigga, his last project was called Yeezus, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. This nigga,
He think he Jesus and Jesus so much, my nigga. That's why it's like hard for me to like take that shit like off.
I'm looking at it. I can understand how you're looking at it. I'm looking at it like Kanye. If it ain't a publicity stunt, because I never count that out. Because you never know what an artist nowadays. You don't never know what they up to. But if it ain't a publicity stunt, I just feel like he's trying to get himself right. But the message that he's putting out might not be one. It might be something you might want to research a little better. But I feel like he's trying to make a step towards positives because he done took so many bad steps. But I seen, I don't know if it's true, but I also seen on social media sites that the church that he went to had the, I guess the last or the second to last, what do you call it, church on Sundays, this Sunday or whatever.
Yeah.
He had it in a church in Atlanta or Georgia for sure. And they said that he had gave an offering, you know, of mm-hmm. some money, and then they gave it back because they said they didn't want to accept it if he's a Trump supporter. So I'm
exactly.
I'm like, this is what I'm asking. You up here talking about Jesus is king and all that. How you feel about Trump? You know what I'm saying? That's what
yeah,
I'm
saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
like, how you feel about Trump? I understand you saying Jesus is king. You know what I'm saying? You don't curse no more. Y'all on your holy tip or whatever. You know what I'm saying? More power to you. I ain't against that. But my thing is, do you still look at Trump as a good guy, somebody that you're cool with, somebody that you look so foolish dealing with in the public eye the way you were dealing with him? But I'm like,
that's what I mean.
Based on that, on the album, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But see, and you know, and for that, you know, that exactly, that's a good ass point. Like, if it, how can you do both? How can you be this much of an advocate for Jesus? And he said that, though, bro. He said, like, damn, so now I don't supposed to support Trump because he's not Christian enough.
Nah, it ain't got nothing to do with Trump being Christian enough. It's all about how Trump is treating people in his presidency and his ignorance. In a position that he's in, you know what I'm saying? And the crooked stuff that he did as well to get in that position that's coming out. But my whole thing is, you're based on Jesus is king, but are you touching base on, and you going to touch base on Trump being Christian? He's not Christian enough, so you ain't supposed, nah. Lost. I just feel like Kanye lost. If he said that, I
yeah, yeah,
know. That threw a curveball on me. I ain't even gonna lie. That threw me for a curve. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, man. It was real interesting, man. That's why, like, I had no intentions of going in this direction tonight. Let alone doing the show tonight, but I had to go in. I had to talk about this shit, man.
Yeah, you caught me off guard. I seen the post, so I was like, I got some free time getting off work. Let me go ahead and call in. And, man, it's definitely a topic that it got a lot of questions to. And I definitely want to hear some opinions on it, just on how people view it on all aspects. Do they feel like it's BS? You know, do they believe everything he's saying? Is it publicity?
Exactly.
Do you know what he's talking about? Should we just take it as a positive? You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what it is the album site? Is it the
I'm
gospel
thinking
album?
At this point,
hip hop.
I'm thinking that it's almost now, man. It's at this point, man. I think it's one of them only time gonna happen to tell. At this point, I'm mad to see what's his next step. Like, what's next? You know,
man.
I want you, if you ain't checked out, I want you to go back and check out his Big Boy interview.
Yeah, he got two interviews. He got an interview with I forgot the guy's name. He's a
Zane. He did one with Zane Lowe from Rap Radar.
Yeah, Zane Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
But
he sat down
with
Big Boy.
But yeah, I'm gonna look. I'm gonna try to call back later on, man. I'm gonna definitely research it.
I'm out of that approach, man. I'm down to like 10 minutes left. So we definitely. I wanna revisit this, man. Maybe in a couple of days or so, maybe you get a little free time or whatever. We're going to revisit this again. Maybe we'll title it, Is Jesus Still King? You know what I mean? what I like to do right here, Hughes, I'm glad you on the air, and I want to talk and say this on the air. What I like to do, I love the ruffle feathers over here. I love to force those dialogues, and I love because this one thing, positive thing I think out of this is some conversations going to come out of this album.
Most definitely.
You know what I mean? I'm definitely ready to ruffle some feathers with it because I want to have a conversation with some Kanye fans, Kanye believers.
There's some diehard Kanye fans. That's what made me listen to the album because I'm seeing the post on it on social, on different social sites. And I'm just like, it's people that's really loving the album, but it's also people that I see that was like, they listened to the album and they definitely went in expecting something else and got something totally different. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? I definitely seen a lot of posts like that. Like, I even seen memes, people talking about putting on the album, and then after I listened to the album, I had my Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So I know it definitely was a curveball for a lot of diehard Kanye fans. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm a Kanye West fan. I love his work. His last couple projects ain't been all that. You know what I'm saying? And I like him as a producer and just a song maker, not always his lyricism. More of his lyrics back when he first started. But nowadays, it's just really just for that sound. You know what I'm saying? But this album right here, it could probably be probably my least favorite album.
No question. No question, right? And see, that's the thing. That's the thing, man. He should have never.
Gonna be like, this is their favorite album. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, man. Because, like, I don't know, man. See, a lot of us too old for this shit, man. I guess. You know what I mean? Or, you know, experience in this.
Capture the young crowd with this album.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point, bro. I'm like, you ain't finna reach nobody like this, bro, because we over this whole religion shit off top. This what I want Kanye to understand. And I'm going to wrap it up at this point, and we're going to revisit this on Is Jesus Still King? And that's why I'm titling like this, and I'm titling the next episode that when we do revisit it. You got to understand Kanye and Kanye believers and those that's Matt just now introduced to this whole shit. This religion, more so Christianity than anything, has been used as a form of warfare, family.
Man.
For a reason. This shit has been used as a form of warfare because it's an awesome belief system. It's an amazing belief system.
It was part of keeping slaves in slavery.
That you know what I mean?
It was part of that system, you know. It was part of that. Like, if you do the research, you'll see it was definitely used with ill intentions. You know.
That's a fact.
Not to say it always stayed like that with everybody. I definitely understand the good that people try to get out of it, but at the same time, I can't neglect that it was used for ill intentions, you know, and people still use it for ill intentions. And Kanye could be using it for ill intentions, you know what I'm saying? And that's a fact.
Damn. And that's what a question mark don't lie, family. Hughes, I appreciate you for calling in. Fat Vane Verde Podcast family, everybody in the message board, everybody in California. Who all is still in here? Seattle, Arizona, Las Vegas, Chicago still checking in. Everybody in the Bahamas, UK, South Africa, Canada, all 413 of you ugly motherfuckers sitting in here with us tonight. Salute to each and every last one of you. Of course, it's your boy Pim Black, person in the making progress. I'm going to do that with this dark skin hue family. My melanin is in. That melanin is in. Fuck around. Get your melanin pushed in. It's the Vane Verdict Podcast, family. Hey, I'm finna hit you in a minute. He's... Salute.
No question.
LogTalkRadio.com/TheVaneVerdict. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at The Vane Verdict.
Twitter
at The Vane Verdict. Instagram, The_Vane_Verdict. Google Plus at The Vane Verdict.
Skype,
Vane Verdict. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at TheVaneVerdict@gmail.com. Again, TheVaneVerdict@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/TheVaneVerdictPodcast or PayPal me at TheVaneVerdict. Peace and light, family.
You can't handle the truth.